message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Let me hear your loud amen. Let me hear a louder amen. We're going to the word quickly to pave way for other lines of prayers tonight. Thank God for your lives, and it's nice to see your beautiful faces tonight in God's presence. And I know that nobody will go back the same in Jesus' name. We have been on a series in the last 2 weeks. This is the third week on instructions for destiny decoration and fulfillment. Instructions for destiny decoration and fulfillment. And this is the third part of this series. We'll do a brief rundown of what we have been teaching in the last few weeks. We have said that the number one instruction that will bring about the decoration of a person's destiny is to build godly character. Character is better than charisma. Character is superior than mascara. Character is superior to any other thing you can have. Character is so important that when you have it, then you have something very, very great. I pray for somebody here tonight, your character will not be destroyed in Jesus' name. The second instruction that will bring about the decoration and the fulfillment of your life and your destiny is praying without ceasing. Praying without ceasing. Praying continuously. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, the Bible says we should pray without ceasing. We should not stop praying. And every praying person is a successful person. Number three, instructions for destiny decoration is to plan your life. Plan your life. Don't leave your life to chance. Don't let life run your life for you. Plan your life. Plan your life. Those that also plan their life, they pray a lot because they want that plan to come to pass. When you see people that are praying so much, praying all the time, they have a plan. And they want that plan to come to pass. And I tell you, your plan will not follow you to the grave. Your plan will be accomplished here on earth. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? Number four instruction for the decoration of a man's destiny is to start small. Don't despise your days of little beginnings. Don't despise your days of little beginnings. Don't despise your days of the small thing that God has helped you to start. Don't look down on it. That's your small business. That's your small career. That's your small office. That small business that you just started. That job that you just got. Whatever it is you are doing. Whatever position you have in the church. Don't despise your days of little beginnings. Once you don't take your beginning serious, there is no way the end can be serious. If you are too big to handle small things, then you are too small to handle big things. If you are too big, you are unserious with something little. Bible says, he that is unfaithful in little is unfaithful in much. Bible was speaking to us that if you want to appoint ministers and leaders in church, say, try them with small things. If they do well in small things, then promote them. If they don't do well in small things, demote them. Don't despise your days of little being. Number five, important instruction that will bring about destiny decoration is don't live a life of worry. Don't live in worry. The Bible says in Philippians 4 verse 6, be anxious for nothing. But by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make all your requests known unto God. Don't be fearful. Don't be a man or woman of worry. And number six, instruction that will bring about the decoration of your destiny is to walk in love daily. To walk in love, that is to love God passionately daily. Walk in love. Love God every day of your life. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 6 verse 5, thou shalt love thy God, the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Lovers of God are always blessed. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he come to the heart of man, what God has in store for them that love him. Every lover of God is a blessed man and a blessed woman. If you are one of us, say a big amen. Amen. Number 7 instruction is love and invest in your family. Don't maltreat your family. Your wife is you. When I really want to respect you or know who you, I want to know your weight or your character as a man, I will look at your wife. Your wife is your greatest mirror to the world. Invest in your children. A child left to himself bringeth his mother shame. Spend time with them. Pray for them. Educate them. Empower them. Show them what you know that has brought you to where you are today. Teach them the principles that God has taught you that has helped you to be where you are today. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Love and invest in your family. Just this morning I was in the convenience and God was speaking to me about my children. He said, these children will soon grow up very soon. And they'll be on their own and doing their own things. He was just trying to tell me some things after I had a session with them this morning. You know? So, it's important that we all love them. And we show some time we spend some more time with them. To God alone be all the glory. Number 8 instruction is to avoid anger. I said, if you are angry and you go to bed, the person sleeping in the same bed with you is the devil. When you are angry and you go and sleep with your anger, you are sleeping on the same bed with the devil. Anger shortens your life. Anger is a sin. Anger throws your friends away. Anger makes you throw away your blessing cheaply. Anger is not only about the young or the old. The old is angry. The young is angry. But anger lies in the bosom of fools. You can be angry, but sin not. It depends on what you are angry about. If devil wants to cheat you and you are angry, it's allowed. If devil wants to give you sickness and you are angry, it's allowed. If devil wants to slap you and take away all your teeth, that you are angry, say no! Then it's allowed. But when you are angry over stupid things, Bible says that there is a general saying, they say empty barrel makes the loudest noise. When you see those who just get angry anyhow, then you know that these ones, it's a sign of carnality. They are angry over everything. You touch my pen, you sat on my chair, you took my water. Almost everything makes them angry. Everything makes them angry. Number 9 in this great series is be grateful. Be a grateful person always. Always be grateful. Always be appreciative and be grateful for everything God has done for you. For all the people that God has been using for you. We are in a world whereby people are quick to forget the past. People are only about the present. Many don't remember those who have helped them in the past. Many don't remember those that supported them when they needed help the most. Now that they are relieved, nobody can talk to them again. It's important that you always show gratitude. My prayer is that every single thing that we have spoken about in the past, God will use them to bless you in Jesus' name. Has somebody been blessed so far? If you have been blessed, shout hallelujah. So can we move on tonight? Number 10 instruction for the fulfillment of your destiny is embrace training. You are going to hear something tonight. I have just 28 minutes more. The future of the assignment of a Christian is bleak without training. Training is the tool for reigning. If you are not trained, you cannot reign. There are two kinds of training. The first one is the formal training, which you get in school. This kind of training has limited capacity. The training you get in university, in polytechnic, has limited capacity. Formal training. Training as a doctor, training as an engineer, training as an hairdresser, training as a plumber, training as an accountant, as a teacher, as an engineer, as a chemist. It's limited. It's good, but it's limited. The second kind of training is informal training. Informal training is talking about personal development. Someone say personal development. Informal training is very formal training. Sets the pace or the foundation for your personal development. But informal training delivers the goals. Formal training just gives you grace to be literate, to be able to read and write, to be able to know the basics. Formal training is not the ultimate. That's why you have many that are certificated, but they are not educated. They are two different things. To have a certificate is different from being educated. Because there is no school where they will teach you. The major things that you need in life are not taught in any school. The major things you need that will make you a success in life are not taught in any institution. You can only get them through informal training. Trainings you get through reading. Trainings you get in the church. Trainings you get through mentorship. Richard Branson, the man that formed the Virgin Empire, was a reader. He started as a newspaper vendor in life. And he went on and developed himself through the habit of reading. He read a small book called Small is Beautiful. And from there, he developed his mind. And this formal training transformed. He dusted all the people that said they went to all these big, big schools. I don't have a problem with formal training. It's fantastic. I'm privileged by God's grace to have gone to some schools and to have attained the highest qualification in my career, in my line of business. After being chartered as an accountant, there's nothing else except you want to be scattered. Nothing else again. So formal training is good, but that formal training is not the ultimate. Richard Branson went on to start airlines and had massive airplanes, jets. He himself had his own private jet and had many employees under him that he also bought private jets for. He has a soft drink company. He has a music company and many other companies through informal training. And everyone that wants to succeed in life must be a man that or woman that gives himself to serious personal training. He was a school dropout, yet he was a man that distinguished himself. I want to advise you today, don't live a month without getting yourself involved in personal training. Readings of books, listening to things that will change, that will fine-tune your mind, listening to things that will help you to develop your mind, staying under those who you might be older than, but their level of knowledge and by virtue of the election of grace, carry information that can lead to your transformation. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that a new hunger for training shall be in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Do you know why most people don't like training? You need to humble yourself before you can be trained. That's why most people don't like, because most people cannot imagine themselves settling down under somebody's tutelage or under an informal setting or under a church or under a church umbrella or under a forget it. And especially if you are quite close to those people, then I know them. I even know when they were born. I even know their streets. I know the day of his naming ceremony. But you see, no matter how white-haired a man is, if he wants to learn how to fly, if he's a small boy of 17 years and that is a trained pilot, he has to submit himself under that 17-year-old boy. That's why I said it takes training to reign. And everyone here tonight, you are going to reign in life. I say you are going to reign in life. Embrace every opportunity you have to be trained. In Acts 4 verse 13. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. After Peter and John were trained, people were wondering what kind of guys. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned, these guys didn't go to school much. They were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled. They will marvel at your result. Everybody will be surprised at your result. They marveled and they took knowledge of them. They will take knowledge of you. That they had been with Jesus. When they saw them after 3.5 years, they say, these guys have been trained. These guys have been trained. These guys have been trained. They took knowledge of them that these 3.5 years is not a waste. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that your training period will not be a wasted period. In the name of Jesus. Number one? Okay. Thank God you are with me. Number 11 is continuous improvement. In Proverbs 4 verse 18, the Bible says, but the path of the just is like a shining light, and it shineth more and more until the perfect day. One of the major things that will help you to succeed in life is to continuously improve yourself. That is, you are working continuously towards excellence in your field and area of life. You work continuously. Life is designed for continuous improvement. Toyota is one of the largest automobile companies in the world with their motto, Kaizen, K-I-A-Z-E-N, which means continuous improvement. I was driving yesterday. I'm a fan of Toyota. I love Toyotas a lot. I was driving yesterday and I saw another Toyota again that was just released. I said, this Toyota is lovely. Not that the engine is different, but some adjustments here and there. They put some light, they remove one light here, they do this, they change the tire, they change the alloy, you know, they put some things inside, they put a screen there, you can watch things when you. Continuous improvement has kept them in the market till today. No company sells cars like them, as much as them in the entire world. Continuous improvement in what you are doing will distinguish you. Anytime you want to write an exam, be determined to improve in the result of that exam from the one of the past. By God's grace and privilege as an graduate, I never had a GP in one semester that was lower than the previous. I started low with 3.75 first semester. And I was angry. Is this why I left my house? Is this the reason why I left my house to come here? 3.75. I reject it. I mean, easy. That's why we are talking of continuous improvement. That's why we are talking of continuous improvement. Maybe you are here now, you are on 2.129. Then you can move from there to 3.129 to 4.0, and then you are moving and moving and moving. You will never have a better yesterday. I want you to be angry in your spirit. To stay at the same level of development is antichrist. It's not of God. God wants you and I to develop continuously. Apostle Paul never was with Jesus. He was not among the 12 that Jesus trained for 3.5 years. Yet he made the highest impact out of all the disciples. How? He developed himself to the extent in Acts 19, verse 15. People were, they say, Jesus, I know. Paul, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? The question is, where are the other disciples? Why are they not mentioned? He said, I know Jesus. This guy was not among the disciples that used to go to mountain with Jesus, that would follow him here and there, carry his bag, they ate together, they did this together. He was not there. Yet, he took over in relevance to thought of the New Testament was written by this man. There is no church on earth today where Paul's name is not mentioned. There is no church on earth. Because of continuous development. Continuous improvement of his life. I want to challenge you tonight. Anything you are doing, ensure that the sequel of improvement is in it. Any venture or career you are doing, let every devil know that you are not a person that will like a mediocre. Hate mediocrity with passion. Whereby you stay at the same level. Whereby things are not working and then you are just there. Somebody say enough is enough. Somebody say enough is enough. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? Only those who are ready to improve can be approved. Only those who are ready to be improved can be approved. Can you imagine if Toyota was still... Like, my mother had a Toyota for many years, which I think she used for like 13 years or 16. I can't remember how many years now. Very old Toyota. If that Toyota is still what Toyota is still producing till now, what a yeyesious product. Who will want to buy it? Look at how phones are developing. In those days, phones were so big. They were so, or let's say computers. Computer was like this old altar. Big. It would be generating heat. Oof. Oof. Things have changed. Things have changed. And so anything you are doing, put the sequel of continuous improvement, even in your interaction with human beings. Improve on the level of your interaction. Improve the quality. How many of us would like to go to a canteen whereby if you go there, their soup is stale. There's no improvement in the way they cook. They use all these old style things to cook, and it's food smell somehow. As against another, can you mention one of the reigning canteens? Eh? You now go there, and their rice is from 1 kilometer away. You are smelling the rice already. The chicken is there, the plantain is there, the gizzard is there, the fish is there, chicken peri peri, everything. Salad is there. Oh, sorry, we are fasting. Praise the Lord. That is improvement. Wives, improve yourself. The same way you have been doing things. You have to. You are the only person that your husband has. I hope you know. So you pepperize and fantasize him. Today you look like a small girl. Tomorrow you look like a babe. Next tomorrow you look tantalizing. You don't look the same way every day. So that he will not get tired. May the Lord give us understanding. Men, try to change your approach. Oh, this your bone face. It doesn't show improvement. Improve on the way you relate with her. The same name you have been calling your wife. See. Change the name to something more fantasizing. So that the house is interesting. The house looks very, very romantic. There is so much romance everywhere. Until there is improvement, things can work. A business that does not want to improve will lose customers. A business that is not ready to improve. There are some businesses they desire to improve, but maybe the capital is not there, or the manpower is not there, or the knowledge is not yet there. It's a different thing. But some people, they don't just want to improve. The reason why some products now are no more selling is because they have stayed at the same way ever since. Stayed at the same way of selling, and the market has rejected them. My prayer for you is that God will help you. The grace for continuous improvement will come for somebody in the name of Jesus. Do you know that just one small improvement can change the face of your business? There was a guy, he went to a toothpaste selling company and said, I can increase the sales of your toothpaste. He said, how much do you want to collect? And he mentioned one big money, like something million. And then like $5 million. He said, $5 million? He said, yes. I can increase the sales of this toothpaste. Say, what do you want? He said, no, don't worry. Just sign first that if I increase it, you will pay me. They increased. They signed. You know what he did? He just said, now, having signed, he gave his lawyer. They also gave their own lawyer. And I said, the amount of this, your toothpaste, is too small. When people wake up, they are drowsy. They just press it. Their eyes don't open very well. So he pressed it. It doesn't come out on time. Now, open the mouth wide like McLean. Press it like close up. You know when you press close, you just go like, close it. Bwah! The thing we waste inside the zinc. You now say, ah! You now begin to use your brush to, I mean, you think, I don't know. You now use your brush to. That was what this guy did. Just expand the mouth of this thing. When they are still drowsy, they press it, the thing will waste very well. Within 1 month, sales increased 7 times. He collected his billions and he walked away. Why? Improvement. That's your product. What you need is just little improvement. Things will change. Just try to add a little thing to what you are selling. Extra service that others are not giving. Extra things that people are not giving. Maybe some people don't remember customers' birthday. You remember your customers' birthday. Maybe others don't have people that welcome them at the door. You get somebody there to welcome them. Just do something extra. While I was an undergraduate, one of the things that helped me to get my grades improved, let me tell you today. I don't think I've ever shared this anywhere before, but I will tell you tonight. I had a reading partner. I had two reading partners, one male, one female. One of them, a lady, I noticed that every time she was writing, she wrote very, very clearly, and she always underlined the major things there. For example, if she's trying to explain cost accounting, okay, she's trying to explain net profit. You know, they tell her, okay, what is net? And she will first, what is net? Then she will use ruler to rule it with red and make it very neat. So I was watching. I mean, that was not inside exam, inside reading room. Why is this person note so neat? And before that time, me, I would just write. So I learned that tactic. By the next exam, I wrote what I would pay. You know, because lecturers like notes that are easy to mark. Not what your boss will call. I know you. A chicken is writing. A white man cannot read it. He has already said it. You know, I don't normally interpret, but he has already interpreted it. Some, when they write, The lecturer immediately his headache. He doesn't have headache before. Immediately he develops headache. He's suddenly very sad, so he's just doing it. Let me just mark it. What's this? He cannot read anything. If you need to go and go to writing school where your handwriting will be improved to pay 5 or 10,000 to improve it, please do it. It's better if you need to go to a school where they will teach you handwriting. Say, this is how to write, so that your handwriting can be clear. It's better than to just be banging exams where you write and the person that will mark, are you the one that will mark it? Won't you write clearly enough for the marker to see what you are writing? May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding in the name of Jesus. Number what? Number 12. Major instruction that will lead to our development, our decoration, and our fulfillment is focus and priority. Develop focus and priority. One of the major secrets of destiny is focus. In Matthew 6, verse 22, the Bible says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Until a child of God is ready to be focused, it will continue to be a locust. Only focused people prosper in life. If you are not focused, you cannot excel. That's what they call jack of all trades and master of none. And can I tell you this? One of the major things the enemy tries to give to us is distractions. Because every business will look attractive. Because there is no business where somebody is not doing well there. If you go into cement, somebody is doing well. If you go into light, somebody is doing well. Mic, somebody is doing well. God has made different products available for us. And human beings have produced different things. So that's why you must know your purpose in life. You must know the reason why God created you and what he wants you to do. So that you are not moving from one thing to another. You are not moving from one thing to another. So you have seen people that have done 10 businesses in 1 year. 10 businesses in 1 year. That cannot bring forth success. That destiny will be shattered and ruptured. Because there's no business that God even knows that you are really doing. This one, and the reason for this, well, most of the time, most of us are lazy. There is nothing you are going to do that won't take a little bit of time for success. There's no overnight success. Somebody said, overnight success takes minimum of 10 years. You say, this person's success is overnight. Quickly, this breakthrough is so fast. It's 10 years minimum. That is overnight success. The success is so fast. 10 years. But that's a general saying. For you, it can even be 1 month. It can be 1 year. It can be lesser than that. Somebody say amen. But you have to be focused. You can't be moving from one business to another. There's nothing we know you with. There's no business we know you with. There's nothing that we can say, this is this person's business. This ministry is 7 years. We are still here. 7 years. Continuous work. Continuous. I got here at 7:30 this morning. 7:30 a.m. this morning. Was here till afternoon. Went out to sort out all that interest and came back. 7:30. And before that time, I'd continued the work. Worked till 12 last night on this same work. Woke up again early enough this morning to fire on. You can't be doing this, doing that. You are everywhere. You are selling tire. You are selling gas. You are selling AC. You are selling donut. You are selling kunu. You are selling everything. What is your business? What exactly is your career? What are you doing for a living? Anything God has told you to do, face it. You might have talents in many things, but choose few ones that you know, this ones or this one. This particular one, I can do it well. This is what, that's why you must invest time with God. You spend time with God. If you are here, you don't have a purpose yet. Very easy. Don't stop fasting. Tomorrow, continue your fast. Then spend time in God's presence. Come here. Lie down. Face down and say, God, speak to me. Let me know my purpose. Let me know why I'm on earth. What do you want my life to do? Where do you want me to? What do you want me to achieve? What is the thing you want me to do? What is the thing you have brought me here for? I don't want to just be living a wasted life. Many are just living, there's no focus. And it's very, very painful because it gives pastors a lot of problems. Pastors are not allowed to dictate to us what we are to do. We are the ones that we find out. Where our own is to back you up and to pray for you. And to fast and to pray that what God has shown you comes to pass. I'm not the one that will call you and say, you have to be a tailor. Tailor. That's like, in every business there's a successful person, but most of us are not. We are not. Our priority are too much. We have put too many iron inside fire at the same time. Too many things. We have spread ourselves to too many thin places, so we are not making success in any. Let's try as much as possible to refocus our attention to what God wants us to do. To what God wants us to do. You know, when you are doing what God wants you to do, you don't feel any pressure. You don't feel tired. My wife tells me a lot of times that sometimes, if not because she's my wife, she will say maybe I'm on drugs. She still told me that some days ago. On Sunday night, after the service on Sunday, said, if not because I know you very well, I say maybe you are on drugs. Because the energy, the drive to which you, is because one is sure that this is what God wants you to do. Try to find out. Be a woman of priority. Whatever little business God has given to you, stay there. Focus on that business. Focus on God particularly. And then that career God has given to you. Try to develop something out of it. Don't spread yourself to too many things that you don't have anything that you are. You put energy small here, energy small here, and then energy scattered to more than 20 something different things. Then you are not able to achieve success in any. As for you, God will give you the grace for focus in Jesus' name. I say God will give you grace for focus in Jesus' name. That's why you must be in the Spirit. When you are in the Spirit, as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. When the Spirit of God leads you, it leads you on what to do. It will teach you this is what to do. It will lead you, it will guide you, it will show you the path you are to follow. You will not miss your steps any longer. I say you will not miss your steps any longer. You will not miss your steps any longer. In the name of Jesus. As I begin to round up number 13, I think I better stop here so we can have more time to pray. It's don't be weak in the days of adversity. Proverbs 24 verse 10. Proverbs 24 verse 10. If you are weak, if you faint in the days of adversity, it means your strength is small. Life sometimes comes with adversity and challenges. Sometimes the sun of adversity becomes very scorching. And everybody goes through adversity at one time or another. Sometimes it's as if the whole world is against you. It's as if people are against you. It's as if everything is against you. It's as if everything is working against your success. But that's a lie. Don't be weak when adversity comes. Don't be weak when trials come. Anytime trials come to you, stay strong. Turn to your neighbor and tell him or her, stay strong. We must stay strong. No matter the kind of adversity. The Bible says in Romans 8 verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So stay strong. Stay strong. Don't be weak. Don't chicken out. Don't bow out. Don't close that business. Maybe you are into fashion business. Maybe people are not buying much. Maybe you are into wedding wedding stops. Maybe it's as if people are not getting married or people are not doing makeup for weddings, things like that. Don't close shop. Don't say, I'm tired of this business. And when adversity comes, stay strong. You see, the devil strikes when victims are weak. That's why we fast all the time. We fast because when you are weak during adversity, you will. That's why the devil can use the person to hit, to play football. That's why, from time to time, according to Isaiah 40 verse 30 to 31, we must keep waiting on the Lord to renew our strength. We must keep waiting for true Isaiah 40, 30 to 31. You must keep yourself strong. You must be strong, even though the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait, this is one of the secrets that will make you strong. It will make you very strong. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The more adversities come, wait on the Lord more. Wait on the Lord more. People are after you to destroy you. Wait on the Lord more. And the enemy is pursuing you, pursuing your family, pursuing your business, pursuing your career, pursuing your venture. Wait on the Lord, and He will renew your strength. As from today, you will never be weak or tired again. Brand new strength to achieve the things God has placed in your heart, in ministry, in business, in career, in marriage, in education. Brand new strength to achieve it. Receive that strength today in the name of Jesus. Receive that strength today in the name of Jesus. And as we partake in the body and the blood of Jesus tonight, new strength that will bring about destiny fulfillment, release to everyone here in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.